Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Wendy Muzzy, a money coach, business strategist, and all-around hype woman for women entrepreneurs who want to build fun and profitable online businesses. Known for her high-energy, no-fluff approach, she helps clients ditch the overwhelm, take actions fast, and create real momentum, because your business should feel as good as it looks. Using her signature Right Offer framework, Wendy helps online business owners craft client-attracting offers that work together seamlessly. She shares these insights on her podcast, Your Fun and Profitable Online Business, a perfect mix of actionable strategies and encouraging pep talks. Bonus, solo episodes are under 10 minutes and packed with takeaways you can apply immediately. When she's not podcasting or helping clients make big things happen, Wendy is soaking up country life with her super awesome husband at The Little Millstone. Follow their adventures on Instagram. Welcome, Wendy. I am so excited and grateful to talk with you today. Before we get started, I would just love to learn more about your story. So can you tell us what you do and how you found your way to this work?
Definitely. I'm so happy to be here, Becky. I think the world of you. I started because in 2020, much like all of everyone else, I had a communal snow globe moment, as I call them, where our worlds get shaken up and, you know, the snow falls where it is. But I also had a personal snow globe moment in that space. And I realized that I needed to really reorient things and understand that I was moving in the direction I wanted to go, and had a great job in academic research. I loved it. It was a dream job, but I had an entrepreneurial heart that was beating louder than the actual dream of the job. And I started my path down to figuring out what my business was going to look like. And, landed on this work. I love helping women. I love making a difference. And this is the best way that I could have that impact in the world.
So, yeah. I love that. I love that so much. And I just think it's so inspiring too, how, you know, life can get shaken up. And instead of letting that kind of stop you or slip into kind of that feeling of, oh, you know, everything's falling apart, you use that as kind of this moment to reevaluate and realign with what really mattered to you. So that's just so inspiring. Thank you.
Thank you. I did have a coach that helped me through the process. I do believe credit where credit is due. It was not all of my own brain, but it was a coach that helped me really think about where I wanted to go and where I wanted to land, and took this jumble of thoughts. I like to see them as yarn. That's like this big ball of yarn, and helped me kind of untangle it. And while there were still knots in the process, she helped me understand and kind of get a straighter line and figure out what my path was. And it's forever changing. You know this. Our business today is not our business tomorrow, but it really helped me understand and structure my thoughts in a way that would get me moving in that direction that I wanted to go into. So I have to go to shout out to coaching.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I think that's how it can be so helpful too, is that sometimes we know that something needs to change and we can't quite see our way forward. So having someone who can work with us and help us figure out those steps can just, yeah, just make all the difference. So I love that. Okay. So looking at your business now, is there something that you know now about business that you wish you had known when you first started out?
That's a good question. You know, I thought I had to have everything chiseled in stone, perfect. It had to be like this perfect masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And I could not rewrite anything that was on this tablet of stone work that was in front of me. And I realized that it can be written in sand. Like there's nothing in this world that makes this exactly what it is that day. So I really got stuck in some decisions at the beginning because I thought mm-hmm. they had to be perfect in that space. Mm-hmm. And luckily enough, my brain is a little fluid and it can allow myself to kind of have some variations, but it kept me from moving forward at the very, very beginning because I thought I had to have it figured out. I had to have the website name. I had to have the business name, which ironically is just my name, but I thought it had to be something different. And as soon as I gave myself that permission to allow it to be flexible and to be rewritten if I wanted to, I was really able to flourish in that space and allow myself to be where I needed to be and where I wanted to be collectively.
I love that so much. And I think that is advice that so many people need to hear as you're talking. I was thinking, I wish I had known that when I started out because for some reason, felt like because I was leaving teaching and teaching was the only thing I had ever wanted to do, I figured like I have to look like I have my act together. And so I need a new life plan. And I felt like I had to figure out what I was going to do for the rest of my life. And at this point, yeah. I was in my mid-20s and it just felt really heavy to figure that out. So yes, I love this advice. And I think it's also so important. I think you had mentioned it earlier about how our businesses are always changing. It's always evolving. And that doesn't mean we're doing anything wrong. It's just part of the process. And that's one that has taken me a long time to learn too. It's felt like anytime I make a change, it's like, oh, I should have this together by now. So I really love how you're sharing this with us today.
And I also like the idea of not seeing it as a failure, but seeing it as learning. Like that's kind of like a yes. little bit of a bump up on that initial thought of, yes, I haven't had any failures in my business, but I've had a lot of learning.
Okay. I guess I have too. I haven't thought of it that way before. That's really powerful. So thank you. Okay. So is there any advice, like has someone said something to you that you would say is the best advice you have received in your business?
I immediately think of a conference I went to in Vegas. Let me give a little background story on this. Had someone I went to life coach school with that was in North Carolina, but we didn't meet each other until we went to Vegas. So go out to Vegas. Okay. And we're going to this conference. And this lady is leading it with the packed room, standing room only. It's like 3 or 4 days, packed room. And it's ultimately the message is your authenticity, show up as your authentic self. I'd never heard of her before. I was in my year of yes last year. If someone said, hey, go do this, I'd be like, okay, let's do it. So that's how I ended up there. And of course I went up to go talk to her between one of the conference workshops. And I said, hey, what's the one piece of advice? I'm not in your circle. I really don't know you. I'm intrigued by you. I've really gotten a lot from this conference, but what's the one piece of advice you'd give me to walk away with? And she said, let your freak flag fly. And I was like, whoa. And that point was, don't try to make yourself something you're not. Like show up as you are and let people see you as you are. And if people want the message, they'll pick it up. And if they don't, they'll continue on. But don't try to fit into someone else's box. Just be yourself. And I've really embraced that. I've made it very clear on my platforms. I have a hate relationship with social media. I'm trying to see it differently. I'm trying to reframe. I'm trying all the things, but it's also making me try to fit into a box that I don't necessarily love. So I'm adapting my business strategy around what feels authentic and what really moves me and how I can show up the way I want to show. And it's these conversations. It's the networking. It's the connection that really hits me in the place that like drives me forward and propels me. So I'm authentic in those spaces. And maybe I'll learn how to do it on social media. Maybe I won't. You can follow me and find out.
Yes. I don't know. Well, I love that so much because I do feel like social media is just one example, but there are so many things we're kind of told you have to do this. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. If you want to succeed with an online business, this is a have to do. You just have to deal with it. And I think a lot of us do try to force ourselves to do things that we don't love doing. And you know, I think we're on the same page. You know, sometimes things are a little uncomfortable and it's still worth doing. But if it's something you really hate doing, there's most likely another way you could be achieving the same outcome or maybe a better outcome. Because I do feel like if we're hating it as we're doing it, and we've given it a try and it's still not getting better, is just holding us back. And there's
and a better it shows way. Up. I'm so sorry. Okay. And it shows up and as we're showing up. Like yes. We may not be saying I hate this. I mean, I'm a little bit more vocal. I try hard not to be, but I'm a little more vocal. But it still shows up in how we show up in that space. And I think people can feel that differently, even though yes. our words aren't saying it. So
yes, completely really agree. Good. Okay. So if someone is listening right now, you've given us so much great advice. But if someone is listening right now and she's feeling discouraged in her business, or she's feeling frustrated with where she is or where she isn't quite yet, what advice would you have to give to her today?
I think my biggest take-home message is pay attention to what you're paying attention to. And I mean that to say, I'm going to go back to the snow globe moment for a second. In business, we have snow globes constantly. Something gets shooken up and we just have to like reorient and figure out. But if we're paying attention to that snow that's falling and not the opportunities around us, we're going to only focus on the snow that's falling and then we're not going to see anything else. I'll use the example too. We live on a pond and we had flooding last November. It was extreme flooding. It was 10, 12 feet. The house was fine. We were safe, all these other things. But for about a day, for 24 hours, my world was shooken up because there was a flood and literally in our backyard. And I had to pay attention to what I was paying attention to. I could be like, oh my goodness, everything's falling apart and this is never going to be right. But instead, my husband and I are like, okay, how can we solve this problem? Okay, let's really think about how this is going to benefit us in other ways. And there were ways that it benefited us, but it was really focusing in on where I put my attention. And I had to put it back into my business after things were stable and the water had settled. And it took about 24 hours. But after that, it gave me an opportunity to really put my attention back in my business and not just stay in that cycle of disaster, I guess is my best choice of words, really put it back to where it needed to be. I needed to pay attention to the emergency, but then I had to shift my focus back to my business and continue on the path that I was on. So my biggest advice, life is going to be life. The world is going to be the world. People are going to be people, but pay attention to what you're paying attention to ensure that you're meeting your goals and moving in the direction that you want to go in, whether or not it's your business, your life, or everything in between.
I love that so much. I think that's so empowering. And it's true. I mean, there's never going to be a time, at least I haven't encountered it, where everything is just perfect and coming together the way we want to. And there's nothing that kind of gets thrown at us. And I think that advice is just so, so perfect as far as we, no matter what is going on around us, we do have control over what we're focusing on. And sometimes that's going to look at like, okay, I have to set my business aside for a minute to focus on this disaster over here, and then I can come back to it. I think sometimes we get overwhelmed because we're trying to handle the disaster and keep things going. And I think part of the beauty of having your own business is that you get to decide and you get to have that flexibility. So thank you for that reminder.
Hey. Thank you for this. And thank you for this opportunity. I think you're amazing. I'm not going to keep belaboring that. You're awesome. Bye.
Thank you. Well, I am so grateful that you joined us here. I have loved all of our conversations, and I was so grateful that you were willing to share your story and your inspiration with everyone. I know that there are going to be people who are listening and thinking, okay, this was great, but this was really short. So how can I connect with Wendy? So how can our listeners connect with you beyond this?
I settled on my name, which is Wendy Muzzy. So you can go to wendymuzzy.com. I also have a podcast you can find out about there. There's a services you can find all about me. I help business owners and women who are having money mindset challenges. Let's call them challenges. And so I can address both ends of that. And you can find out more of that on my website or join my mailing list. There's a lot of opportunities to connect with me.
Amazing. I love that. And for our listeners, we'll have a link to Wendy's website right by this recording, so it's very easy to find. Thank you so much, Wendy. It was wonderful talking with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you,
your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.